Steppingly Manor by Dante. Copyright 2019, Dante. All rights reserved. Book 1, Introduction. Chapter 1. My name is not important, as my friends and servants simply call me the Master. However, a bit of background information would be helpful before I get into the story and tell you how it all began. I'm in my early 50s and live the good life, since selling my engineering company some years ago for a very handsome sum, so I don't need to work anymore and have several properties, amongst other things. I've been married several times and doubt if I will marry again. My ex-wives all have their own properties now and enjoy a very high standard of living and lifestyle with an above-average monthly allowance. Our agreement is simple. They can keep the houses and receive a monthly allowance in return for hosting the monthly events, of which I will go into later. I'm happy with our little arrangement, as I can do what I want, when I want, and with whom I want, especially when it comes to sexual experiences. I've always been a highly sexed individual, and as the saying goes, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. They've also had a very easy and interesting life with me, and my first two wives have been well-trained in the sub-dom BDSM lifestyle. In the past, I was supported and did my very best for my wife, her current partner, but my last wife, she hurt me very deeply. I married her and brought her to England, releasing her from a life of poverty and gave her a very privileged lifestyle, traveling the world and not wanting for anything. We were together for 5 beautiful years, and then she changed. She started getting moody and wanting to go out with her friends all the time instead of us doing everything together. Then I found out she was having an affair and became pregnant. So that was the end for me. But a lot of people, mainly women I have found, marry to better their financial prospects, and real love doesn't even come into the equation. They lie and cheat and eventually break someone's heart. It took me several years to get over that relationship, and I suppose that's the main reason I don't do relationships anymore. Steppingly Manor is now my main UK residence and favorite countryside location, as it's in a nice little English village not too far from London and Heathrow International Airport. I do love my cars and have quite a nice collection, all in ice white, in the big barn on the estate. Helicopter and my 67-meter Lursen motor yacht moored down in the Mediterranean with a helipad and full-time crew. The pilot and copter is kept at the manor unless I'm down on the yacht, which is quite often, as I do love the ocean and the nautical lifestyle in general. The live-in servants include the pilot, my driver and groundsman Tom, with his wife April, who looks after the housekeeping with 3 maids. I've known Tom and April for many years, as Tom and I worked together when we were in our late teens, and we stayed friends even after I started my engineering company and subsequently became quite successful. Tom and April became very close after we all started attending a swinger sex club together in London. There are so many stories that can be told about our experiences together and with my ex-wives, but they could easily fill several books. Let's start with the current situation, and more will be revealed later. Tom is a sub-cuckold, and although he's married to April, she sleeps with me whenever I call her to my room. April is a well-trained dominatrix and enjoys training cucks, or their sub-dom wives in the playroom and dungeon. The basement area of Steppingly Manor is huge and private, and we have some pretty wild parties and training sessions down there. There's even a real dungeon with wall shackles and solid iron bars and a cage that have subsequently been kitted out with all the typical BDSM racks and play equipment, including whips, insertions, clamps, and stocks. The 2 Doberman guard dogs and 5 horses are looked after by Kate, Tom and April's daughter. Kate is 19, 5 feet 10 inches in height, a real beauty to say the least. Long black hair to a waist that kept tied back when working. Pert little breasts with long legs and a slim body. She has the face of an angel and actively involved with her mom, April, as a trainee dominatrix. Sometimes I have training sessions with April and Kate together while Tom stays alone in his little bungalow near the stables on the estate. And because he's a sub-cuck and likes to watch, I occasionally turn on a video camera so he can watch and pleasure himself. The whole house and grounds have CCTV cameras at strategic locations, so I can record and keep an eye on whatever action's going on wherever. Interestingly, I've recently met a new couple at a club in London. The girl is Asian and truly stunning. Her name is Jin. I believe she said she was Korean. Jin is 34, tall, slim, and unbelievably sexy. She looks a bit like Lucy Liu, the sexy Asian actress, and her husband Jeff is slightly older, white British guy, in his early 40s. They then told me they lived in Thatcham, Berkshire, which is literally only about an hour's drive from the manor. Now, Jin and Jeff were fairly new to the clubbing scene, and we first met. We were all watching some whipping action of a girl in the playroom at TG, Torture Garden, a popular fetish club in London. Jin and Jeff were watching the whipping, and I was standing directly behind Jin, admiring her beautiful butt and long legs. She was virtually naked, just wearing a tiny red G-string with tiny little red rings clamped around her nipples to make them stick out. Her sexy, tight ass actually quivered like a jelly as she walked along in her high heels with her white, silky soft skin. She'd obviously noticed me staring and had smiled at me a few times, so I knew there was some mutual attraction between us. Her husband, Jeff, was standing next to her, dressed in a sort of Roman-style leather skirt. Well, it was really just a leather flap covering his cock and thighs, but his ass was totally exposed with no covering at the back. As we all watched the woman being whipped, I decided to test the situation, so gently cupped his wife Jin's butt cheeks from behind. Surprisingly, she didn't move or push my hand away, so I continued to caress her butt and upper thighs while we watched the girl getting whipped. She turned slightly and smiled at me nervously, so I whispered into her ear, "Hi. I'm sorry to be so forward, but you've got such a beautiful ass." And carried on caressing the lovely soft skin part just between her legs under her butt at the top of her thighs. Her husband had seen what I did, and was still doing, but made no effort to stop me. He just stared at my hand and started wanking his cock under the leather flap. The situation was incredibly erotic, so I moved closer to Jin and slid my other arm around her waist and then up to cup her naked breast. She leaned back into me and I heard her sigh. So while caressing her breast, I moved my hand that was caressing her butt down between her legs and felt her pussy from behind. It was already slightly wet, so I ran my middle finger over her anus, then back down and slipped it into her tight little slit and held her close. She was obviously enjoying it, but I sensed she was worried about her husband, so I whispered in her ear, "I think he likes to watch. Your husband is wanking his cock and staring at my hand between your legs." She sighed again and looked over at her husband. He looked at her and nodded his okay for her to continue. Her sighs became more intense, so still caressing her breast and nipple, I held her tight as she rested her head on my shoulder. I couldn't believe she was just letting me, a stranger, finger her from behind and play with her erect nipples, while her husband stood next to us, wanking and watching. I asked her if her husband was okay with me touching her, and she just said, "Yes, he likes to watch." We both looked at him. He was looking serious and staring, but continued wanking, so I turned her around to face him. I eased my finger out from behind her and ran my hand around the front, down her belly, and into the top of her G-string. He watched my hand and fingers exploring, and then I slipped inside her again. She was incredibly tight. Even though my fingers were wet and sticky, I only managed to get two fingers in. I then ran my other hand down her back and told her, "Part your legs for me, please." She parted her legs, so I dipped it into her pussy and smeared some juice on her little anal hole, rubbing it slowly, then pushed the tip of my finger inside. She tensed up, so I hugged her close and whispered in her ear to relax. When she relaxed, I pushed my finger in a bit deeper, about an inch or so. I now had two fingers in her pussy from the front and one in her ass from the back. I then took her nipple in my mouth and started to suck and roll it around with my tongue. She stared at her husband, who was wanking oberly now in front of her, and told him, "He's fingering my ass." He stared into her eyes, and he must have been able to tell from her expressions and moans that she was taking more of my finger as I worked it deeper into her ass. She moaned again and bent her knees as I pushed in as far as I could. Then she reached up with her own hand to cup her other breast and twirl the nipple. "Part your legs more," I told her. She parted them, giving me better access, so I pushed another finger in her pussy and started fingering both her holes together. A small group had formed around us, and Jeff was looking around at all their faces. A couple of other guys were also wanking, and I could feel Jin getting close to her orgasm, so sped up and fingered her faster, whispering in her ear, "Look at all these people watching. And your husband is watching me finger your pussy and ass. Are you going to let me fuck you in front of him as well?" As soon as I said that, she trembled and had a huge orgasm. Her knees gave way, and I was literally holding her up with my fingers between her legs and her ass and pussy. She was squirting all over my hand and the floor, so I kept my fingers inside her until her orgasm finished. Her pee was still dripping and running down her legs as her husband also orgasmed, shooting his cum all over her legs. Everyone that was watching in the small group crowding around us clapped and cheered as we finished. I then introduced myself as to Jin and Jeff, and we all went to the bar to talk and get to know each other better. I seriously couldn't believe how attractive Jin was, so complimented her and told Jeff how lucky he was, only to get a shy smile back from Jin. It was becoming very clear that Jeff was a sub-cuckold, and Jin was also a sub, so told them that maybe I could introduce them to an alternative lifestyle where all their pleasures and kinks could be satisfied. They were intrigued, and Jeff then told me he wanted to be a male slave, but Jin wasn't experienced or dominant enough to fulfill his sub-fetish and humiliating desires. After a good half hour of talking, it was obvious that they were both looking for more sub-experiences, but didn't know enough about the BDSM scene or had met any other serious players in the clubs. So I asked them if they were open to a suggestion. I told them that I was quite well off and about my wives, houses, and more importantly, the sub and dom trainings and events at Steppingley Manor. They were so excited that Jin was clinging to my arm, saying they would love to come to the next event. We exchanged telephone numbers, and then I saw Tom and April walking past, so introduced them to Jin and Jeff. Tom was visibly impressed with Jin and gave me a sly wink and smile. I then suggested we have him walk around, as the TG events are always huge, with up to a couple thousand people in attendance. They were always held at various locations in London and Rotterdam in the Netherlands, and at this venue there were three huge dance floors with techno or house music playing, and some of the rooms had artists doing sexy dance or BDSM shows.